Starz hit show Viva comes back for its third and final season this Sunday, April 26th. And today we have a very special interview with Carlos Miranda and Chelsea Rendon from the series, who play Johnny and Madi. So sit back and enjoy the show.
And I really wanted to kind of ask first, what drew you all to the show?
I think the authenticity
of it.
Damn, you took that right out of my mouth. Good work, good, Chels.
It's because we like this, brother.
No, yeah, that's real. No, good. No, for real.
No, I think, well, that's the biggest thing. Like, being in the business, you see all these characters written by someone other than a brown person. So this was one of the first times to really have the authenticity of having Latinx writers writing brown characters. That was really beautiful.
Yeah, reading my character, reading Johnny, it was a breath of fresh air, because it was just like, oh man, you know, like, this is just a dude, like a normal ass dude that's just going through some problems with like the women in his life, you know what I mean? And it's just like, it's, you know, I guess it's kind of funny, but it's true, like, you know, and it's not just, and it just happened to be he was a person of color, you know what I mean? It wasn't a stereotype in any way of like, you know what I mean? It was just, I love that, the normalization, the normalcy of that, like, it was, that really, I love that. It drew me a lot to it.
And that was one of the, because I'm Chicana myself, and that was one of the things when I saw the show when it first came out with you guys, it was like, man, y'all are just living your lives. Like, that's very much what the show is about, like, what it's like to be Latinx, to be in this space. And I wanted to ask, for you two, are there any similarities that you share with each of y'all's characters, or parts of you brought to the character, or maybe things you picked up from
Definitely.
Them?
I actually, it's so funny how many messages I got once the show premiered of friends from middle school being like, oh my God, that's the Chelsea I remember. Like, I've always been loud and I've always been like a tomboy and I've always been very aggressive. So, and I also grew up in like Montebello, East LA. So I grew up where we were filming, and that was really fun to get like those like messages being like, damn, like, oh, y'all remember, like, I'm playing it like me, you know? And also just the fact that like Madi's like in a weird like time in her life, like being like 21, like experiencing like first love and like all these new experiences, like I just try to connect to that as much as I could, like when that was my experience.
I feel like for me, I think that Johnny, like, through the exterior, like, even though he kind of puts his mask and withholds feelings or whatever, I think he's a lover at heart, you know, like deep down inside he loves hard and he you know, and he falls in love. So I think in that sense, like, yeah, I'm similar to that. Like, I'm like, you know, I'll definitely play my, like, I'm cool or whatever. But you know, I've had my heartbreaks, and I know what it's like to kind of like love and lose, you know. I'm actually a father myself, so I know the experience. You know, I related to the experience of having a first time, having a first child, and being in the position where, you know, you're kind of figuring things out with the mother, you know what I mean? Like, I've had, you know, so I definitely tapped into some personal experiences and kind of, and found ways that, that I definitely connected with him through myself, where we related to each other in that way. Yeah, for sure.
And how about connecting with each other? Because y'all play siblings. Yeah.
Oh, I annoyed him so much, at least at the beginning. Like,
no,
I was definitely
what?
That annoying little sister.
You know, yeah, and I said this before, that, you know, that Chelsea's actually super warm and welcoming and just kind of like, again, like, as I said before, it was like the exterior, right? Like, you played as kind of like, I'm playing cool, like, whatever. But Chelsea's like, what's up? Do you want, you know, like,
no,
your fam,
so you
like
know,
from the gate, like, hey, I think I know you, this and that, and I'm kind of like,
yes,
nah,
okay,
I don't think
so
you do.
At his screen test, when I had already had the part and Melissa already had the part, it was his screen test. I swear I knew him, because the Latino community in Hollywood is really small. We all know each other in some way. So I was like, yo, like, you know my boy Renee, right? Or you know, like,
I was like, yeah,
Leo,
like, nah,
or like,
nah.
You know, he was like, he was straight up like, nah, like, what? You don't know me, like, and I was like, ew, okay. And then, like, we did the scene, and he was amazing. And even though he was kind of mean to me, I was still like, he deserves a part. Like, he was the one.
I never intended to be. I just did it. I was like, I really didn't think you. I was like, I don't really don't think we know each other. But you know what? Our scene, I'll say, I feel in my heart, I was like, man, it was our scene that sealed the deal. Like, man, because we that was great, man. And that was what we, and that's what we had since, man. We rode with that.
Yeah, we spent Thanksgiving together last year.
Yeah, totally.
Wow, what scene was it? Did it make it?
Yeah, season one. It was the scene where I come home late, and you're like, you can't be creeping.
And I'm like, hey, I saw you at the shop, puta cabrón.
Yeah. But it was like, yeah, we got a chance. I did it once, and they brought me back in because they said I was nervous. They said they felt that I was nervous. So I was like, man, really? But thankfully, they were like, so let's give. They gave me another shot, and we just, I don't know what, but it was fire. Like, we did that. Like, damn, we found the spark. Yeah.
I will say, from a fan perspective, y'all's chemistry really did kill it. Like, y'all reminded me. I don't have an older brother, but I do have a lot of older boy cousins who.
Brothers and sisters either, but I got like cousins and stuff that I'm like. But Chelsea, hey, we went to the Super Bowl together and everything.
Yeah.
That's amazing. One of the other things that I've really liked watching, specifically with y'all's characters over the last I can't talk about season three. Over the last two seasons has been y'all's growth and where you all kind of stand. For you, Carlos, it was, you know, finally putting your foot down with Lynn a little bit. And for you, Chelsea, it was watching you kind of begin to understand the nuances that go into the idea of the gente becoming the gentrifiers and how sometimes it looks a little bit different. Like, how did you all kind of internalize the growth of your characters, and how did you all see that going from your ends? Because it's pretty, I don't want to say it's drastic, but they're big growth moments.
Well, I think Maddie definitely starts to show very much like there's black and there's white. There's the vigilantes and the people that are with us and those that are against us. And she always saw the sisters as that. And then in season two, when she's living with the sisters, she sees that gray area of like, they're literally doing this to survive. Like, they're not doing this with any malicious intent towards the community. So that's really cool to just see that, where like in season three, she realizes like, okay, it's not just black and white. So that's going to be really cool to see how that plays out in season three.
Yeah. And I think that also just a reminder too, like the season, like from between season one and two, is like the time span is not very much. So it's kind of whatever change that we do see in these people, it's drastic because it's happening at the moment. You know, it's very fast. It's happening as we're seeing this unfold. You know, it's not like season one happened and then season two was two years later. It's like where are they at now? Like, you know, it's like we're seeing this growth happen as it's happening. You know what I mean? And it's just kind of like, I think with season one, like Johnny was just, I think he was settled in on what he thought was going to be the rest of his life. And Monkey Wrench was thrown in there when Lynn came back. And by season two, I think by the end of season two, you know, it's just now it's his daughter's coming to this earth. And it's like, that's his priority at this point. And I think he's making a decision of his life. Like, you know, this is what's important and I got to.
I have a good quote. Lynn went from being the number one woman in his life to number two because his daughter's the number one woman in his life.
Right. Yeah.
Quote me on that.
You heard it here first, folks.
One of the things that I really appreciated about watching Vida and watching the entire cast and every single character is, for me, from the outside, I was like, wow, this is a really big moment for Latinos on TV. We get to tell our story, we get to be there, but how did it feel for you guys being involved in this? Did you ever feel like it was, I don't want to say iconic, but like, I'm such a, did you ever feel that it was bigger than just your roles, or it was bigger than just the show? The crazy thing is,
when we shot season one, we didn't feel, I don't think we felt any of this. Like, we thought it was special because we were making this and it was beautiful, but it wasn't until, at least personally for me, that it came out And then it was such a big thing because it's an all brown writer's room and it's a brown queer showrunner. You know what I mean? Like, all these things came into play afterwards that we were aware of, but it wasn't like, oh wow, this is like Hollywood changing. You know what I mean? Like, this is that little seed that sparks a flame or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, but I feel like, because I had people ask me that, like, oh, well, you knew what you were filming. And I'm like, no, not really. Like, we loved what we were doing and we had a great crew and chemistry and everything. But you never know how the world is going to love it or hate it. And the fact that it was so well perceived and the fact of all the brownness was so well perceived was even, like, above and beyond what I could have imagined at the time.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it was just like, I said this before, I was like, not before, but I've said this to you, Chelsea. I was like, as actors, you know, like, I was happy to have a job, you know? Like, I was, as an actor, excited to, wow, man, I booked a job. Like, I booked a show, like, a series. Like, this is amazing to me. I'm going to get to do what I love. I'm going to get to act. And, yeah, and the crew was great, and everything kind of unraveled and unfolded. And this was all a new world to me, specifically. Like, you know, with the... they and them, the pronouns and all, I was learned a lot of all this, you know, like throughout the show. So it was a learning experience for me. So after it came out and the response that it got and being told, like, those random people that would come up, they would be like, oh man, you're from that show. Like, I love that show. It means so much and this and that. Like, you know, I never got that in my life. So to get that and see that, you know, it was just like, it was, who knew, you know, it was, what a blessing that I booked the job, but at the end of the day, it ended up being more than, like, the story we told was so profound, and it mattered to people, you know, so it was just like, wow, that's special.
And are there any, how do I say this, from each of y'all's characters, are there anything that you want people who are watching to take away from them? Like, any impact that you want your specific characters to leave on them?
For me specifically, I got a lot of hate with Tlaloc and the fact that Mari goes back to him and, like, why is she so stupid?
Yeah.
And I really, like, talked to people and I was like, yo, like, she's a young girl in love for the first time. Like, you did the same thing. I know I was that stupid when I was younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I wanted to be able to see someone be a badass chingona and still be vulnerable and to know that that's okay. You know, like, that's the biggest thing. Like, when I talk to people, yeah, I'm like, yo, like, I was dumb as crap at 18 with my first, like, thought I was in love boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just like, let that be okay. And it's okay. Don't tell someone be stupid all the time, but, like, it's okay to, like, make a mistake or do something that you regret, that you just live and you learn, instead of being like, damn, you're stupid, why are you doing this sort of thing.
Yeah. And what else? What else were we saying?
What do you want the fans to take
away? Oh, what would they take
away?
Like, oh, you know what? No, but kind of to add on to what you said, like, love is complicated, and it's kind of like, looking at Johnny, it's like, yo, man. Sometimes people be like, oh man, that's fucked up that sorry again, everyone's cussing, but it's like, oh, you know, it's messed up that he, you know, he cheated, he did this and that, and it's kind of like, but there's such a bigger scope to it, you know. It's like a lot of things fall into play of what happened in Johnny's particular life, right? It's like everyone has their own story, but it's just kind of like,
and then he also did it all out of love
at the end of the day. Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, it's like, Johnny wasn't like a fuckboy in any way, you know what I mean? He went with his heart, and sometimes his heart led him in a way that ended up breaking, you know what I mean? And, or maybe, I don't know, you know, for whatever case, but just, things are complicated. Like, love is complicated, you know? And he's all right, man.
He stopped eating pork and he started working out.
He's all right. He's trying to figure out ways to better himself, so he's reading self-help books.
So the next question I have is, I have some of my favorite scenes of you guys, but what were some of y'all's favorite scenes to shoot, whether it was together or some?
Well, I think the whole day we shot together was fun.
Yeah, definitely. Like, season 2, the scene with us, season 2, the scene with us outside on the porch.
Yeah.
We're sharing a beer.
That was a beautiful scene.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
I loved throwing the chamoyada at Emma. That was really fun.
You know what? I really enjoyed some of the sceneries of where we shot at, because we got to see some beautiful like sunsets and
oh, like you and
views
you and Lynn
and
had
stuff.
A lot of
Yeah,
that.
Lynn and
Yeah.
I. Yeah, we got some
Yeah.
cool like looking shots, and we were out there like late, you know. So it was nice just to kind of
Yeah.
see, you
Yeah.
know, see the views of what they captured, and it's like, wow, that's tight. Some outlooks that I didn't know about.
Yeah, and then is there another one? I just thought of it and then it disappeared. Skip
It'll come back. It'll come
it.
back when we hang up. Like, oh, damn it, I remember now.
It'll come back. So what is next for you guys? Like we're you know, season three is wrapping up. It's the finale of the series. What are you all doing next?
Go, brother.
Well, I have a series for Spanish content coming out on Comedy Central, Amazon Prime, and Pantaya in the United States, called Anna, with Ana de la Reguera, and that is coming out April 20th. So you'll see me in that.
Awesome.
And then I was on this last season of Shameless. I did five episodes on that. And then I'm also in the process of producing a rom-com that I'll also be starring in. So you get to see me not like a get a little Mexican. but you know, it is hard. Like, you know, Hollywood still has the stereotypes, and especially being a tougher tomboy type chick, like it's kind of like I do have to help create a project that I can do that's going to be different. So I'm
Hey,
really excited for that.
Chelsea does bring in, hey, you know, like you do have that energy, like when you come in, however you are, like you feel like, oh, she's like a little badass right there. Like you got that vibe for sure, you know, like.
Yeah. But I'm more feminine now.
I will say, like, I genuinely, it's probably has nothing to do with the interview, but I really appreciate talking with you guys because whenever I come into interviews, I very much come in, I put on my voice, and I'm very like, how, like, I change my
No, no.
tone, and like, I always have my mom in the back of my head, you can't talk
Nah,
like
you were very
that.
comfortable.
And getting to talk to you guys, like, it feels nice to talk to other people who
Oh,
talk like
yeah.
I
We
talk
get in
in
trouble
real life.
sometimes.
And. So overall, what is one thing that you all are taking away from this experience in Vida? Yeah, whether you've learned from being in Vida or just, you know, the series overall.
Well, I think for me, it's seeing so many females in like powerful positions. It was kind of like, oh wow. Which, of course, I've worked with other female like directors or producers, but like almost every department head was female, or and, like most of the producers are female, and the showrunners and the directors. And so, that for me, like as a woman in this business, it's like, damn, like I already knew I wanted to direct and I wanted to produce, but this gave me the like, do it, stop waiting, like you can do it sort of vibe. And also, just the fact that like you had a full brown writer's room write this story with like now, like if I do get another show or if I get a pilot, if I have the power, I'm gonna be like, yo, like you realize if you have a Latina lead, like why is there nobody brown in the room? Like that's a problem, you know. And to be able to say something when I think I didn't feel like I could say something before, but I definitely feel differently now.
Yeah, I think my awareness of that has my eyes, you know, to that is brought in, because this is my first like really real long job that I had like ongoing, that I'm like, I'm on this, I'm working on this, and so this is the standard to me at this point, you know, like to me I'm like, wow, man, you know. And it's and yeah, again, like all of this was, I'm kind of experiencing this all as it's happening, so it's like all this shift of, you know, with the women and empowering, you know, empowerment, and like people being writers and directors and being all around. Like I never really thought about it until it was really brought to my attention within while shooting our series, you know. And like I said, it's, to me it's the standard at this point. I'm like, man, you know, because it's like the show's amazing, everything's beautiful, the story writing is compelling, everything's great, you know. It's just, so at this, anything I do in my career moving on forward, I'll always like look back to this first, like, damn, man, I remember it was when I did this though, you know.
That's awesome. And I guess finally, what can people expect from Johnny and Maddie in season three?
Growth.
Oh man.
There's a lot of growth this season all
Yeah,
around, but
no,
definitely
totally.
Maddie and Johnny have a lot of growth. And then acceptance for each other, I think, too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, you took, that's it. I don't got nothing to add to that. Growth and acceptance, yeah, for sure.